Unmanned aircraft have proven pretty darn effective in surveillance and in hitting enemy sites with missiles. But as both defensive and offensive platforms, they've got a lot more potential when working in groups known as swarms. It's something the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency has been working on. Kelly Saylor is Associate Fellow and Defense Analyst at the Center for a New American Security. I asked her about this budding possibility.
Essentially, a swarm is a group of unmanned systems, and they're able to coordinate amongst each other. So, for example, if you're thinking about drone swarms in a military context, the swarms could communicate and coordinate such that they would understand if one system had already neutralized a particular target or not. And that essentially enables them to prioritize among targets so that if one target has already been neutralized, the swarm can redirect and prioritize to a different target set.
And this is something that they are working on, or does the capability exist now to do this?
It's something that they're working on. DARPA has a number of projects where they're trying to perfect this kind of technology. It really is a future technology, but they have a number of projects that are looking at coordinated unmanned systems that would be ideally relatively cheap and disposable systems so that they could really get an edge on the cost and position strategies of some of our adversaries.
Sounds like it's basically a software problem. What they would be working on would be software to make these things communicate with one another and respond to the signals they get.
I think that's correct. There are a number of things with regard to the software that really need to be perfected. One thing is actually sense and avoid technology. And so currently, if you take a drone, it has a relatively primitive ability to detect objects that are already in its flight path. And so what more advanced sense and avoid technology would do is it would enable the drone to see, there's a building that's in my flight path. I'm going to fly around it. Right now, many drones would just fly straight into the building if they were flying on an automated flight path. So that's one aspect that they're doing a lot of work on. DARPA has a program involved in looking at high-speed automated flight with sense and avoid technology. That's going to be a big hurdle for them to get over.
I guess one of the ideas would be to get the operator out of the chain there, because they have to sit looking through a video feed and aim it basically with a joystick right now, and that's expensive and boring.
Right. So they're certainly working on improving autonomy so that you could simply program the flight path into a drone, or give it a relatively, give it pretty much free rein and say, I would like you to go here, get there however you need to. And that's certainly something that needs to happen before they're able to introduce swarms.
So I'm going to go to the beach for a couple of hours or go get coffee. You don't hit any buildings in the meantime.
Correct.
And when DARPA does a project like this, typically do they use contractors to develop the software, or is it something that they would develop with their own staff? Sounds like something they would have to contract out.
They do a fair amount of work in-house. They also host a number of different competitions that leverage universities, private companies, and really, I think, just try to compete to find a solution.
So there's not a lot of grant and contracting activity connected with this drone swarm idea at this point?
I think there is some work on the enabling technologies. So, for example, the sense and avoid technologies, there are grants available for that. There are lots of people in the commercial sector that are working on that, because that type of activity has commercial application.
And all of this work that you hear about being done for autonomous cars, which they expect us to all climb into, taxis with no drivers, mm-hmm. Does any of that apply, or is that too slow for aircraft?
I think similarly, the enabling technology is quite useful and is something that would have military application. If you think of what Google is doing with unmanned cars, and then think of the applications for ground forces, you could see them using unmanned systems and convoys for logistics purposes. I think that's really where we're at, where the Army is starting to think about using that kind of technology.
But the software specifically for autonomous vehicles on the ground, that itself would not be useful for aircraft that fly much faster and operate in more than one plane.
Yeah, I think the transferability between domains is probably non-existent.
We're speaking with Kelly Saylor, Associate Fellow at the Center for A New American Security. Looking again at drone swarms, what is the military application for these?
So I think there are a number of interesting applications. For example, with the swarm technology, there are lots of interesting applications with fleet defense. So if you think about a lot of surface assets that might be susceptible to fast attack craft or smaller vessels, you could see a bunch of unmanned surface assets that were deployed in defense of those systems. Similarly, you could think of those systems deployed in the air. So you could put up a wall of defense that would essentially create noise or clutter for incoming missiles or incoming drones. And then you can also use them to complicate adversary targeting. So you deploy a number of these systems. Probably one, if you send out one unmanned system, it's probably not going to destroy an adversary surface asset of any substantial size. Now, if you deploy a large number of these systems, it certainly could, at the very least, overwhelm their defense systems, but it could also potentially actually cause damage or neutralize their surface assets.
So when these are flying in a swarm to radar or heat-seeking systems, it would basically confuse them because there would be so many possible places it could aim.
Correct. If they're large enough and if they're able to get the signature such that they're able to essentially spoof the system, that's certainly an attractive application.
As an offensive platform, then, it would be that a given drone is too light by itself to carry enough missiles to, say, sink a Chinese carrier if we had to, but a bunch of them together would add up to a lot of firepower.
Correct. At the very least, I think it could destroy the flight deck. Now, if we see advances in the miniaturization of munitions, which is something that industry is certainly interested in working on, we could get to a point where even a smaller number of swarming drones could destroy a much larger vessel.
And this technology, should it come to fruit, how would the United States keep it out of the hands of everybody else? Because the drones themselves are throughout the world. It seems like that software could easily be lost.
Right. That's a very pernicious problem. We're seeing a pretty massive proliferation of unmanned systems writ large. There are over 90 countries and non-state actors that already have just a simple drone at the very least. And as you point out, the software is very easy to get your hands on. There are some that's going to be open source. You can envision a future in which even someone could purchase a large number of commercial off-the-shelf drones and perhaps not get them to swarm in a coordinated fashion, but could certainly deploy them en masse. And that's something that I know the U.S. military is certainly concerned about and thinking about.
And how far away are we from having this type of autonomous and self-directing swarms of drones?
That's a good question, and it's certainly difficult to estimate. We're very close to having autonomous systems that can operate without user input. I think we're a little bit further off from having the coordinated systems, but we're certainly making pretty rapid progress. DARPA actually just demonstrated the ability to fly an unmanned system autonomously at relatively high speeds and to also avoid objects that are in its flight path. So I think they're perfecting the sense and avoid technologies that are really going to help them with some of these concepts.
And so the unmanned and autonomous, not in a swarm, but just by itself, that seems like that would be an immediate fix for the Air Force personnel problem where they just can't find enough drone pilots.
I think that's certainly part of the solution. I think there's a number of things that are being done with multi-vehicle control that would enable, for example, one single pilot to control multiple systems. I think that has a lot of promise as well.